Okay, if you're listening, just do me a quick favor. Check the date on your phone.
Go on, check it.
It's Saturday, February 14th, 2026. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
But while half the world is scrambling for dinner reservations, the tech world is having an earthquake.
Earthquake might be putting it lightly. I mean, usually a holiday weekend is a total dead zone for news.
Right. You expect crickets?
Total silence. But tonight feels like the entire industry just jumped 5 years into the future in about, what, 6 hours?
My phone has been going off all day. I can't even keep up with my feeds. And it all seems to circle back to this one document.
The Take Night report.
The Take Night Strategic Report, yeah. The one they're calling the Spark Revolution. And I want to be really clear for you listening. This isn't just, a new phone.
Not at all.
This report breaks down, they call it 15 layers of events that all happen basically tonight.
It's so dense. It's urgent. And honestly, the picture it paints, the entire landscape looks different than it did yesterday morning. It connects code, money, culture.
In a way I haven't seen in years. So that's our mission for this deep dive.
Yeah.
We're going to unpack this thing.
We have to.
We're going to connect the dots between this insane AI coding breakthrough, a $1 trillion software meltdown, and somehow a surprise video game drop that has the rest of the internet losing its mind.
It sounds like three different shows, doesn't it?
It really does.
But they're all part of the same story. It's a story about speed, about our infrastructure just cracking under the pressure, and about where value is really going in 2026.
So if you're a coder worried about your job, an investor watching your portfolio just do acrobatics.
Or a gamer.
Or just a gamer looking for something to do while the world burns, this is your catch-up session. Just dive in. Layer one, the big one.
The Spark Revolution, OpenAI.
So the report says, quote, 1,000 tokens per second for coders. Now, I had to stop there. Because that number, 1,000 tokens per second, I thought it was a typo.
It's not a typo.
Yeah.
And to really get why that matters, we should probably define what a token is for everyone.
Good idea.
It's not exactly a word. Think of it as the basic piece of data the AI uses. Could be a word, part of a word, a punctuation mark. Roughly 1,000 tokens is about 750 words.
Okay, so back in the olden days of, what, 2024, you'd type something and you could watch the answer stream out. It was fast, but you could read along with it.
Exactly. You could follow it with your eyes. It felt like watching a ghost type on your screen. Impressive, sure, but still a process.
But 1,000 tokens a second, that's not typing.
No, that's instantaneous. You blink, and an entire piece of software, pages of code, is just there.
So Spark Revolution isn't about the AI being smarter. It's that the actual friction of making code just evaporated.
That's the key. We've moved from chatbot to generator. When you can generate code that fast, you're not writing software anymore. You're architecting systems. The bottleneck isn't how fast you can type.
It's how fast you can think.
Precisely.
But it feels like magic.
Yeah.
And the report makes it clear, you can't just get that speed out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It needs an engine.
Yeah.
And this is where the story got weird for me. I was expecting to hear about NVIDIA.
Right. It's always NVIDIA. They've owned the hardware story for years.
But strategic layer 10, it points to a different company, Cerebras Systems. And the report calls them, and this is a quote, the chip that rescued OpenAI.
Rescued is a very strong word.
It is. It implies OpenAI was in trouble.
Yeah.
That they hit some kind of wall.
I think they did. I mean, think about it. Standard GPUs, even the amazing ones from NVIDIA, are still individual chips. To build a supercomputer, you have to link thousands of them together.
Which means data has to travel between them.
And that takes time. Even at the speed of light, that travel from one chip to the next.
Yeah.
It's a delay. It's latency. It's just physics getting in the way.
So what did Cerebras do differently?
They built one giant chip. You know how a normal chip is like a postage stamp cut from a big silicon wafer?
Sure.
Cerebras didn't cut the wafer. They used the whole thing. It's a chip the size of a dinner plate.
A dinner plate. Seriously.
It's huge. And because it's one giant piece, the data doesn't have to travel between chips. It just stays on the wafer. The commute time is gone.
So OpenAI's big software moment. It was actually a hardware rescue mission.
That's the critical connection here. Without that wafer scale engine from Cerebras, we're not talking about the Spark Revolution tonight. We'd be talking about maybe 200 tokens per second, an incremental update.
And of course, OpenAI isn't alone. Strategic Layer 7. The report calls it the Clash of Titans. Claude 4.6 versus GPT 5.3 Spark.
The version numbers alone are wild.
It's framed like a real battle. Not just friendly competition.
No, it's vicious. The industry is splitting. You have Claude pushing on being the more thoughtful AI, better at reasoning. But GPT now has this raw, brute force speed advantage from the hardware. It's so volatile tonight.
And as they're fighting it out, the ground beneath them is cracking. This brings us to, well, probably the scariest part of the report. Strategic Layer 2.
This heist apocalypse.
It's a dramatic name, but the number they use is a $1 trillion software meltdown.
Yeah.
Okay, let's break this down. $1 trillion doesn't just evaporate. Why is the software market crashing because the software got better? That feels completely backward.
It's the business model. For the last, 15 years, software has run on one thing. SaaS? Software as a service.
You pay a subscription. Per seat. Per month.
Right. You hire 100 people, you buy 100 licenses for Salesforce or Microsoft Office or whatever. It was predictable, recurring revenue. Wall Street loved it.
But the strategic checklist in this report, it's a warning. It says, reevaluate your SaaS portfolio. The era of traditional seat-based licensing is fading.
Because of Spark. Think about it. If I can have an AI generate a custom tool for my company instantly, for pennies, why am I paying Salesforce $1 million a year?
Or if one person with this AI can do the work of 10 junior developers.
Why are you paying for 10 developer tool licenses? The value is in the scarcity of being able to write code.
And if code is now infinite and basically free?
The value proposition collapses. Investors are seeing that and they are running for the exits. They're realizing software is becoming a commodity like electricity. You just pay for what you use.
And it's not just the market. The government's getting involved too. Strategic Layer 6. Microsoft is under investigation by the FTC.
What a terrible day to be a tech giant.
So at the exact same moment your business model is being vaporized by AI, you have regulators knocking on your door about being a monopoly.
It's a perfect storm. They're getting squeezed from both sides. Technological disruption on one end, regulatory pressure on the other. It's a dangerous time to be a legacy player.
Speaking of giants, let's talk about the king. Strategic Layer 4. This one gets a little personal. Fall of the King. Why Jensen Huang's wealth plummeted.
This part of the report is such a paradox.
It is, isn't it? We're all so used to NVIDIA's stock only going up.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, his personal wealth took a massive hit. Is it just because Cerebra stole the show?
That's a big part of it. The market loves a news story, and Cerebra saves OpenAI as a powerful one. It makes NVIDIA look vulnerable. But, and this is the key, you have to look at what the company is doing. Strategic Layer 12.
Right. NVIDIA's $3.8 billion bet on data centers.
Exactly. So the market is panicking. Huang's personal net worth is dropping. But the company itself isn't pulling back. They are doubling down. They're pouring billions into physical infrastructure.
They're just ignoring the stock picker and building the future. And not just on the ground either. Strategic Layer 14. Autonomous flight.
The collaboration with Joby. Inner city sky.
I mean, we've been promised flying cars forever. Is this really happening?
The report flags it as a major event tonight. It's happening. So while the SaaS world burns and Cerebras gets the headlines, NVIDIA is quietly pedaling into the physical world. Transportation.
Yep.
Infrastructure. They're moving from just training the brain to actually moving the body.
That's a huge takeaway, but it brings up a problem.
Yeah.
All this amazing tech, flying cars, instant code. Can our grid even handle it?
Which brings us to Strategic Layer 8. I love this title.
When Internet Died for Love, the Valentine outage.
Sounds like a cheesy movie, but it was a massive failure.
So what broke? Was it a hack?
Yeah. No, it was us. It was just too much demand. You have Valentine's Day, which is always high traffic, video calls, streaming movies, all that.
Sure. Everyone's on FaceTime.
But now you add the insane data load from these new AI models. Every time you ask Spark to generate code, it's a huge hit on the servers. The report says the combination of love and AI just buckled the network.
So we have an AI that can generate a novel in a second, but I can't send a simple happy Valentine's Day text.
It's the ultimate reality check. The report's checklist literally advises people to, quote, learn to work offline.
Learn to work offline. That feels like telling someone to learn how to use a rotary phone.
But it's a survival skill for 2026. We're building software that runs at light speed on an internet infrastructure that struggles with a holiday. The last mile is still the bottleneck.
Okay, so the internet is broken. The stock market's on fire.
Yeah.
But hey, we still have video games.
We do. And the gaming section of this report is maybe the most exciting part.
Let's talk about the Sony surprise. Strategic Layer 3. I did not see this coming. God of War. Sons of Sparta.
Shadow dropped. Just out of nowhere.
For anyone who doesn't know, Shadow dropped means it was released instantly, No marketing, no trailers, no pre-orders. It's just there.
You can go to the PlayStation Store right now and download it.
That is such a power move for a game like God of War. Usually that gets a year of hype.
In a world where attention is the only currency, Sony just dominated the conversation. Why spend millions on marketing when you can just be the entire story for a night?
And it's not just them. Strategic Layer 5, Resident Evil Requiem.
Horror returns with next-gen engine. The screenshots look incredible.
Then there's the John Wick game.
Yep. Strategic Layer 11, pure action.
And Marvel's Wolverine in Layer 13. Plus Layer 9.
The Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 2. The Nostalgia Archive.
So why is all this in a strategic report about finance and AI? Is it just that the analysts are gamers?
I don't think so. I think it shows where the money and attention are flowing. If the SaaS market is crashing and the cloud is unstable.
Where do you go?
You go to entertainment. You retreat to these high-quality experiences that run on your local machine. If the internet is down, you can still play Wolverine on your console. It's a safe harbor for consumer spending.
That's a really good point. And the delivery method. Shadow dropping a huge game. It mirrors the instant gratification of the Spark AI.
Exactly. We don't want to wait anymore. We want it now. It's all connected.
So we've got a world moving way too fast. Let's wrap this up for the listener. We covered so much chaos. What do you actually do?
Well, the report gives us that checklist. Let's just run through the big ones.
Okay, number one for developers.
You have to test the Spark model immediately. You need to figure out if it replaces you or makes you 10 times better. You have to become a code editor, not just a writer.
Number two, for investors.
Reevaluate everything based on seat-based licensing. That model is in trouble. Look for companies selling outcomes, not just access to a tool.
Number three, for gamers.
Go download Sons of Sparta. Enjoy the ride.
And number four, this is for everyone.
Prepare for the network to be volatile. The Valentine outage wasn't a fluke. Have backups. Learn to work offline. Don't assume the internet will always be there.
It's amazing that download a game and prepare for the internet apocalypse are on the same to-do list. But I guess that's 2026.
High tech, low stability. That's the era we're in.
So before we sign off, that final layer, layer 15, the report calls tonight the week that shook Silicon and gaming.
It feels like a year of news in one night.
But here's the thought to leave you with. If this is just one week in February, what does the rest of the year look like?
That's the scary part. The acceleration is undeniable. We have this AI engine pushing us forward at an incredible speed. But the road, the internet, the grid, it's full of potholes like the one we hit tonight.
We're driving a Formula One car on a dirt road.
Perfectly put. And tonight, we just slammed on the accelerator. The tension between that speed and that fragile infrastructure, that's going to be the story of 2026.
Well, on that note, I think I'm going to go download Sons of Sparta. And maybe unplug my router for a little while.
Probably a good idea.
To everyone listening, thanks for taking this deep dive with us. Stay curious, stay adaptable, and maybe back up your hard drive tonight. We'll catch you next time.